For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program for you here with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. It's nice to be here with you and the listeners.
All right. If you want to reach out to Mark, if you have any questions about Medicare or anything that we discussed today on the program, here's the phone number. Call it anywhere from anywhere in the country, 816-399-4871. 816-399-4871. We could also visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, Mark, so let's talk about some examples of surprises that some people have reported with their Medicare Advantage plans. I mean, every time I talk to you, you're like, you won't believe what's going on now. I mean, there's something going on. It sounds pretty hot and heavy right now.
Oh, it is hot and heavy. Well, before we get into that, every year, Medicare produces a document for people who do what my team and I do, and it's always referred to as the Medicare final rule. Now, you would think if it's the final rule, they wouldn't have to make a new one.
Yeah.
In the old days, as in 2 years ago, the final rule might be 10 pages. Last year, it was about 90. This year, it's 1,246.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's some just really crazy, crazy stuff in there, and I don't want to bore the listeners with it, but everybody who does what I do, we've been getting ourselves ready. You know, we got the Inflation Reduction Act. I used air quotes there, folks, with what it's doing to Part D prescription drugs. And now we're getting ready to follow all these 1,200 pages worth of rules. And then the other night, a court put an injunction out against the new rules.
Oh, boy.
So we're trying to figure out just what in the world we're supposed to do. But
so it may not be the final rule then.
No, it's never the final rule until it's the final rule.
Okay, I got you.
So this is if Yogi Berra ran Medicare. specifically to your question, about 54% of all people who are on Medicare today have enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, that's neither good nor is it bad. It just is.
Yep.
But what we see when we enroll somebody in a Medicare Advantage plan, quite often – everything, they rock and roll. They go along just fine. Everything's great. They do their preventive stuff. There's not a problem. But then one day, something happens. And this is where the surprises come in. Man, look, zero premium, that's great. That's really cool. Things like dental and vision and hearing. And there was one plan this year that will actually reimburse you $1,200 for golf clubs. That plan's going away, by the way, folks. Don't go sign up for it. But all of a sudden, they have a medical issue, and they end up going in the hospital. And what they don't remember is that hospital bill, they have coverage, but their part of it's going to be about $300 a day for the first 5 or 6 days. Mm. And here comes the billing coordinator of the hospital going, how did you want to pay this?
So you mean it's not really so free after all?
No.
Okay.
No. You heard me say on the show before, if you reached, well, I'll be 63 in about a month and a half. And I learned a long time ago, nothing is free.
Yep. That's right.
Nothing. And except for my dad's wisdom and God's love. So there you go. That's the free stuff.
That's correct, right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those things. It's the hospital stay, and here comes the bill. Number two is, and this is the one that happens, in fact, in my opinion, my professional opinion, the weakest link in all of Medicare Advantage plans is if you have to go into a skilled nursing facility.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you're in the hospital. God forbid, let's say you have a stroke. You're in the hospital maybe 8-10 days. Well, you got to pay that $300 a day for the first 5 or 6, depending on your plan. and you're doing fine. Then they're going to send you to a skilled nursing facility. That's great. Most Medicare Advantage plans, the first 20 days is no charge to the patient. Okay, but what happens is now your doctor and you aren't making decisions. The case manager with a Medicare Advantage company is making the decisions. And the case managers are usually MBAs. And Steve, the M does not stand for medical.
Okay.
And they should be called the profit manager. So what they're doing is looking for a reason to say your condition is not improving and saying, okay, we're not going to pay anymore. Grandma can go home.
I call him a gatekeeper, gatekeeper. So it's somebody sitting in a dimly lit cubicle in Cleveland or wherever. Mm-hmm. It could be anywhere in the country. And all they're doing, they don't know you. They don't know your health condition. Yep. And they don't really care. They are watching the dollars, the numbers. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so we'll get the phone call. And it'll be like, oh, well, grandma's had a stroke and they're saying she can go home. We can't take care of her now. Call, get a hold of the social worker, find out what I wasn't dotted, what T wasn't crossed, appeal it. You'll get two or three more days, and this is your life for the next probably 2 weeks. So that's kind of a problem because if you have to go self-pay, well, you're senior care consulting. What's a skilled nursing facility daily? $350, $400?
You're paying $400 to $500 bucks a day.
Right. And most people can't do that.
Yeah.
Another thing, and this is the one that, and I talk to Medicare agents all over the country, and this is something I explain and explain and explain, is understand how Medicare itself covers cancer and understand how Medicare Advantage plans cover cancer. Now, I happen to be married to an oncology-certified nurse. My wife is actually the policy coordinator at the VA hospital here in Kansas City, and one of the things she's taught me over the years is more and more and more cancer treatment is being facilitated by oral cancer meds that are administered at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, you take an antibiotic if you're sick, right? Well, thing is, when you're taking it at home, that's a retail medication you buy at a pharmacy. So Medicare doesn't cover over-the-counter medications. Medicare Part D does.
Yep.
But Medicare itself is not going to cover those oral cancer meds. And typically, your Medicare Advantage plans do a very poor job of covering those because of formulary restrictions. So now, all of a sudden, you may be paying a lot of money for meds that aren't covered. And likewise, if you have to have cancer treatment, such as radiation chemo, in a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to pay 20% of each one of those treatments up front until you reach your plan's out-of-pocket maximum. So if you have a cancer treatment that's $8,000, you're paying 20%, that's $1,600.
Per treatment.
Up front.
Yeah.
Oh, and also the case manager can say, well, your doctor says you need 36 treatments, we'll approve 28.
Mm.
Now, what are you going to do with those others? Now, Steve, I'm not beating up Medicare Advantage plans. I'm just saying people need to understand, like anything, before you buy something, know what you want, know what you're buying. And so what I encourage people to do is say, hey, I love the fact that I'm not gonna have a premium for this Medicare Advantage plan, but can we allocate $40, $50, $60, maybe up to $90 for some extra pieces to fill in those holes?
Let's start our own health savings plan. Just stick it in a savings account because you will need that at some point.
Well, now we have to get Dan, the financial advisor.
Well, I'm saying your home, own.
Yeah.
You could call it a health savings plan. Put some money aside because these costs are coming.
Mm-hmm. They are. Look, if you go on a Medicare Advantage plan at 65, 67, whenever you retire and you manage to make it all the way through the end of life and you don't have any health issues, good for you. I hope that happens. I hope we all fall asleep and we pass on in our sleep and we don't have any of these problems. But the reality is, we wouldn't be building more hospitals and freestanding emergency rooms if that was life. So, and one of the other surprises that I really encourage people to look at is Medicare, under no circumstances at any time, ever has or ever will cover custodial long-term care.
Yeah.
That's why you need Steve Kuecker to help you navigate those waters. People will say, oh, I don't need to worry about long-term care because Medicare will pay for it. No, they won't.
Nope.
Now, they'll pay to have your toenails clipped if you're in a long-term care community, but they're not going to pay for your room and board. So when you're dealing with a Medicare agent and you're looking at Medicare Advantage, ask about, are there any other pieces I should put with this to make sure I don't have any nasty surprises? I'm telling you, $40 a month can give you a lot of relief of stress now, and it's even better when you get to the point that you're on claim and your family or whoever's calling the shots for you knows that there's going to be money there to pay the bills and they don't have to worry about that. you, as the patient, can focus on getting well, not worrying about how to pay a bill.
Well, I can tell you a little bit of behind the scenes. I used to run and operate a Medicare certified home health agency. Mm-hmm. And every time we had one of these Advantage claims come through, this is for home health. Mm-hmm. I always just cringed. I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I have to talk to the case manager, the mm-hmm. MBA, the person in the dimly lit cubicle in who knows where. And they're like, okay, we will give you 3 days of therapy. And on the second day, if you think you need more, your registered physical therapist will have to write a one-page letter to us mm-hmm. supporting why we should pay more. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that is an absolute true story. And you just have to understand the limitations and the gotchas. If this is catching your attention, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for 100 days of skilled nursing and rehab after a qualifying hospital stay. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for 100 days of skilled nursing and rehab after a qualifying hospital stay. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... Mark, what's the answer?
Well, Steve, the answer is, it depends.
That's what all my attorney friends say. They always say, it depends.
It depends, that's it.
It's true, though. It does depend.
Right. Well, it does, and there's a lot of factors. It's not terribly confusing. The first factor is, what exactly is a qualifying hospital stay?
And what is it?
3 midnights. Not 3 days, 3 midnights. Everything in the world of Medicare is based on midnight.
Which is, it's convenient. It's kind of weird, though, too.
Well, if you're admitted at 11 p.m., it's awesome. If you're admitted at 1 a.m., it's not so great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, you're 23 hours off on that one.
That's right. And so it's 3 midnights, and Medicare, original Medicare, we're not talking Advantage, we're talking original Medicare, says that after 3 midnights inpatient care,
yep.
Keyword there is care, then you can qualify, based on a doctor's recommendation, yep. You can qualify to go to a skilled nursing facility or rehab center, and Medicare will pay for up to 100 days,
yep.
Provided the patient's condition is improving and there's a reasonable expectation of recovery. But what happens sometimes, Steve, is the hospital may admit you under a billing code that is observation.
Yep.
And observation does not count as one of those midnights. So you can be in for up to 3 midnights of observation and think, okay, great, I can go to rehab. Nope, doesn't work that way.
Because they're observing you. They're not treating you as an inpatient.
That's correct. And there's a whole reason why they do that. It has to do with reimbursements and readmissions, and we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So that applies to original Medicare. Now, most Medicare Advantage plans, Steve, they do not have the 3 midnight rule. As long as the doctor, the provider, says this needs to be done, as long as the case manager, we talked about them a little while ago, as long as they approve it,
yeah,
cool.
So, and again, the challenge is with this, a lot of the Advantage plans is, you know, say if you're on traditional Medicare, you might get 2, 4, you know, maybe 5 or 6 weeks of therapy and skilled nursing services. And many times with an Advantage plan, you're getting far, far less than that. And then you're fighting again with some case manager out there somewhere, fighting over the dollars and everything. So I'll tell you what, sometimes it's so bad that some of these skilled nursing and rehab centers, they will not accept you under particular mm-hmm. Advantage plans because yes. They're like, we're not going to fight with the guy in the cubicle. And they don't provide enough therapy for our patients.
Right. But you know what a lot of people don't realize, and even social workers do not realize this, if you are inpatient in a skilled nursing facility, you can disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan while you're in there. Now, the disenrollment won't take effect till the first of the following month, but you can disenroll from your Medicare Advantage plan, complete your treatment. Now you're out, you're on original Medicare now. You're outside the purview of the case manager. Now, when you leave the skilled facility, you now have a 60-day period. You can re-enroll in any Medicare Advantage plan you want to. And that's the key, is if a social worker, and nothing against our social workers listening, I love all of you,
sure,
but if you disenroll a person, the way you do that is put them on just a freestanding drug plan, and you get them back to health and you send them home and you don't re-enroll them into something, they're now subject to 20% of every outpatient bill. And
now they're in big trouble. So,
well, yeah,
you disenrolled them, but you didn't replace it with something else.
Right, right. And I understand social workers do not like Medicare Advantage. I get it. I happen to agree with them in their situation. But let's look at the client, you know, the member holistically, and take care of them both during and after.
All right. Understand more changes may be coming to the Medicare Advantage market.
Oh, boy. Is it active right now? I'm telling you. So, yeah, because Medicare reimbursement rates to the Medicare Advantage companies are being reduced over a three-year cycle, we're in year two. Many of the Medicare Advantage companies are deciding to leave certain counties. Recently, and when I say recently, you know, I'm from Missouri. So recently or the other day could be anything from yesterday to 20 years ago.
Right.
But in this case, it's been about 3 months that both the corporate leadership of Aetna and Humana, this is public record so we can't get sued, have used terms in member meeting, in shareholder meetings, like margins over members. And they've announced that they will exit certain markets in 2025. Now, if you live in a major metropolitan area, I seriously doubt they're going to leave your market. It's going to mostly affect more rural or second-tier markets is where we're going to see that. Steve and I live in Kansas City, and recently Aetna's Medicare Advantage contract with all the HCA providers, it was announced that contract's going to end on July 30th. Mm. So Aetna HMO members are no longer going to be able to go to any HCA providers or hospitals. Now, PPO members can, but they're going to pay a higher coinsurance expense. And Steve, this is happening all over the country.
That is very confusing, and this is just one particular change.
Right. That's one relatively minor change.
Yeah, yeah.
Many companies are on the record stating that they are going to have to reduce their extra benefits programs. Those are the ones that attract people to Medicare Advantage, things like dental, vision, hearing coverage, over-the-counter. I joked earlier, there is a plan right now that will reimburse up to $1,200 for golf clubs.
That's crazy.
It is definitely going away. But you know, we look at that and we see this is what people go for. I mean, the overwhelming benefit people seek in Medicare Advantage is dental coverage, and yet the utilization rate is 17%.
Mm.
I don't understand that, but you know, I also understand people are afraid of dental things.
Well, they're selling all the bells and the whistles, and,
right,
and the golf clubs,
right,
and the dental plan, and the cab ride to the, you know, the,
right,
the all the little things, and you can go to the workout center and blah blah blah, and people buy that, and now all those little bells and whistles are going away.
And it could be, and folks, I don't want to alarm anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody afraid, but we don't know this for a fact. But I am hearing some things from some of the major company representatives that those zero premiums may suddenly be $10 a month.
Yep.
Money's money. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yep.
And those companies are really not on the hook for the members. They say they are, but they're really on the hook for the shareholders. The shareholders want a profit. Recently, our local Blue Cross Blue Shield affiliate announced they're getting out of the Medicare Advantage market at the end of the year. And I want you to remember, wherever you are in the country, one of the stations with Senior Care Live airing is, if your Medicare Advantage company sends you a notice that says they're ending coverage in your area, you have certain rights to enroll in new and sometimes more comprehensive coverage without answering any health questions. That's why, Steve, you need to speak to a qualified Medicare plan broker who knows the rules and, Steve, knows the exceptions.
Well, and you just said so much. So I'll guarantee you most people have no idea that some of these changes are coming. They're going to be caught flat-footed, and they don't know their rights. They don't know the exceptions. They don't know that they may be able to enroll in something else that is even better. If this is catching your attention, if it's resonating with you, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. I've known Mark a long time. There's no sales pitch. He will educate you, and guess what? He does such a great job at it. He is so trustworthy. I take my own mother to see Mark, and I would recommend that you take your mom to see Mark as well. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And we have more Medicare information coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, well, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we wanted to bring to you a consumer alert. And Mark, I understand that there are some dramatic changes coming to the Medicare Advantage market.
Steve, I have not seen this many dramatic changes in the world of Medicare since about 2010, and this is dramatic. Mm. So because of the Inflation Reduction Act and some other regulations put out by the current administration, there's a lot of changes coming to Medicare Advantage. And what really upsets me is not change. None of us likes change,
yeah.
But that's part of life. But what we're seeing now is some very unsavory advertising practices across social media platforms, and they're using scare tactics. And Steve, they're flat out lying to people. Ads are trying to scare people into calling a toll-free number where they will sell you anything that you'll say yes to. They'll make a sale, and then they're gone. You really need to, if you have questions, if you see one of those ads on social media and you're afraid of it, call us, call your current broker, whoever you're working with. We'll talk you down off the ledge. We know what's going on, but don't fall prey to calling that number. It's like fear, 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 fear. You never make a good decision when you're making it out of fear.
Well, and you mentioned right before the program today that, and I said, well, so what is a consequence of that? And you gave an example of, if you're with one of the Advantage plans and they're closing out at the end mm-hmm. of the year, then you said you have an opportunity to move to maybe traditional Medicare?
You could do that. So right now, there are all over the country, we have something called disaster special enrollment periods.
Okay.
There's going to be one issued for Texas probably by the end of the day today that we're here. And it's what these companies will do is they will, even though there's specific guidelines that you have to go by to use those, they'll do an application and call it a disaster, what we call disaster SEP, and they'll run it through, and Medicare is not going to check it. They're too busy for that. Well, if you're, the ad was like, your coverage may be going away. Call now before you don't have Medicare coverage anymore.
And that'll scare the heck out of you right there.
Sure. If you're 75 years old and whatever age, that's going to happen.
Yep.
Then they enroll you in something that may or may not be suitable for you. Well, there's certain issue rights you have if your plan is ending, if that's really the case, that if you do an enrollment now under disaster SEP, you lose all those rights. They're gone.
Hmm.
And so do the job right. Talk to somebody who's qualified. I really stress local. And let's go with the broad version of local, at least somebody who's located here in the United Plates of Asparagus, someplace that they actually have consonants in their alphabet. Make a phone call. You can always call 1-800-MEDICARE. They're open 24/7. And they say, you can call them and say, hey, I saw this ad. Should I be afraid of this?
Yeah.
Medicare people can't sell you anything. They don't have, in fact, in their training, they're not allowed to make specific recommendations. The truth is, Steve, the way Medicare works, the companies will not officially release any plan-related information to you, the member, or to us, the broker, until October 1st. And if they did, it would be illegal for us to discuss it with you. So anybody who's trying to sell you something for 2025, they have no knowledge of what those plans are. It's not available.
This sounds to me like an insurance version of churning.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. So what I'm hearing from a lot of my friends and colleagues in the country is we're all scheduling now. I mean, we know Medicare put out a report that said on average, 4 out of 10 people on Medicare review their coverage every year. They are estimating this year, 7 out of 10 are going to review coverage. And I highly recommend 10 out of 10 because the truth is, if your coverage is changing, you're thinking, oh, everything's fine, I'm just going to stay with it. You might wind up on January 1st with a really bad headache, and it's not going to be because of the champagne. It's going to be because you're Medicare.
Yeah.
And so if you already have a broker you're working with, by all means, call them now. If you can't get a hold of them now, there's a problem. I'll just say it flat out. If you can't get a hold of your existing broker now, they're doing something else, they're not representing you, you can give us a call. I know Senior Care Live is heard in multiple states. By the way, we are licensed in Alaska. So for our new listeners in Alaska, yep. Welcome.
Yeah, Anchorage.
Well, good, good. Yep. They're yeah, well, I won't say anything about Nome. I have a client in Nome, so okay. I hear all about Nome. So we're licensed to help people in many states. But I'll make this promise, Steve, to the listeners, and this is the way I've done this for 23 years. If we're not licensed where you're located and you call us, one of two things is going to happen. One, we may choose to get licensed just to help you. Number two, if we say that's not the right thing, I know everybody, Steve.
Yep.
And I can find a good, high-quality, reputable insurance plan broker in your area in a matter of probably 30 minutes. And I'm happy to do that. And you know how much I'm going to charge for that, right, Steve?
$1 million.
No. No $1 million. So just your undying love, respect, and devotion. So,
yeah.
And so what I'm hearing from a lot of my colleagues is their calendars are filling up. Again, I'm not trying to scare anybody listening. But what I want you to do is I want you to take the time to call your existing broker, call us, get on a calendar, do a review. I promise you we're not going to try to sell you something. We're going to do a review. We're going to do some education. We're going to build a relationship. And if we have to do a transaction, we will. But if you're not working with my team at the Medicare Whisperer, make sure whoever you're working with has access to a multitude of companies and plans. In fact, we're required by law to start the conversation with how many plans and companies we work with. And what you don't want to end up doing is working with an agent who only has one or two options available, because you know, if that's all you're going to hear about, and you know, if you're certain places, Kansas City, we have several plans. Maricopa County in Arizona has over 100 Medicare Advantage plans right now.
Wow.
If you got somebody who's only representing the green plan, that's all you're going to hear about. So work with somebody who has multiple products and multiple years of experience to do the job right so that you don't wind up in a really nasty situation come 2025.
So just to put a cap on that, if you are receiving that fear mongering, was right. That a social media ad?
Yeah, I've actually, most of what I've seen has been on Facebook.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And that's, you know, I've obviously we're in political season, so we're getting plenty of that stuff in the mail at home. I'm not seeing that, but yeah mostly on Facebook. Is what I'm saying is danger. You might guess Facebook thinks I'm really interested in Medicare.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, be careful. Your coverage could be ending. You could be without Medicare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so read that. Don't get overly excited. Don't take the bait. I don't know how many times I've said on this program when we're doing a consumer alert, don't take the bait. That is one of them. If you have any concerns, you know who to reach out to. But, you know, here's the bottom line. Talk to a reputable broker that represents numerous plans and numerous options. And I do agree. If you talk to someone, and nothing against this salesperson, but if they represent a plan, okay, that's the best plan in the world. And then next week when they work for Company B, that plan is the best plan in the world. And then next week when they work for Company C, that plan is the best one in the world. Okay. I wouldn't even mess with that. Go with a reputable broker. And again, on all this, all these ads, especially on social media with the fear mongering, don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And I don't take the bait. I just call Mark Squires.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So, and if we have all of these ridiculous ads already, I mean, we're just halfway into July. It's only going to get worse.
Oh, it's absolutely going to get worse. The reason it's tempered right now is just because so much ad space is being sold to political candidates. But, you know, the primaries are right across the country are in early August. Once that happens, that's going to dry up for a while. And here come the Medicare ads.
Yep.
And folks, these people who are doing these ads on TV telling you, make sure you get all the benefits to which you're entitled. They are not philanthropists.
Yeah.
Think about what it costs to run a TV ad,
ooh,
a 2-minute TV ad, pay a spokesperson, run it on every station in the country, roughly 9,500 times a day across the United States. They're going to sell you something, folks.
They're spending tens and tens of millions of dollars on all of that advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not because they love you.
I thought they loved you.
Have you seen Martha?
She's not loving you. She's going to be complaining
about
it.
She's mad.
Yeah. So, okay. So if you reach out to Mark Squires, you and your team, is there a charge to if they have a question?
Never. Two reasons. One is it's not ethical. Number two is it's against the law, and I don't want to live in that kind of a gated community, Steve.
Yeah, that's the tough way to get a gated community.
I don't look good in orange. I'm a winter.
And then I can attest there are no high-pressure sales tactics. There is no fear-mongering. Again, I take my own mother to see Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871. You can also visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for all of the phenomenal information. Again, you always hit it out of the park, and you're just such a wealth of knowledge. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Steve. I always enjoy my time spent with you and the listeners.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're going to shift gears and talk about the assisted living level of care and how to pay for it. I think this might catch a lot of folks off guard here. So first of all, just a very quick review of the assisted living level of care. It is not a medical model. I'll repeat that. It is not a medical model. It's really more of a social model. There's a tremendous amount of support, but they help you in the area of your ADLs. If you hear that acronym, where that abbreviation stands for Activities of Daily Living. So in an assisted living level of care, they're staffed to provide assistance, and they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, your dressing, your grooming, using the toilet. They can provide incontinence support to a point. They'll distribute your medications. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. They'll come to you. There's transportation out to see your doctor or to see specialists. They make all of your meals at this point, at this level. They provide all of your snacks and hydration. There is a tremendous amount of support for the assisted living or at the assisted living level of care. But it's not medically based, okay? So with that, let's talk about the primary way to pay for assisted living, and that is essentially private pay. So if you hear the term private pay, what that means is you're using your own resources to pay for your care and your stay at the assisted living community. And on average, it depends on the size of your apartment and how much care and support that you need. But, you know, we're looking at about $6,000 to $8,000 a month is a solid average. And I would say that is a pretty solid average all around the country. Now, if you're in a huge, huge city, you know, where the cost of living is quite a bit higher, it could be a little bit more than that. If you're in a smaller, more rural setting, it could be a little bit less than that. But $6,000 to $8,000, I think it's going to cover it for the majority of places. And you're writing a check every month. You're paying the bill out of your resources. Now, if you have long-term care insurance, that will also help pay for assisted living costs. Now, some long-term care insurance policies may have a reduced daily benefit for the assisted living level of care. So let's say that maybe a policy pays $300 a day for long-term care, but then they'll pay $200 a day for the assisted living level of care. Many of these policies have a reduced daily benefit for the assisted living level of care, but many also pay the full daily benefit regardless of the level of care that you may need. So just it's very policy dependent. You'd have to read your policy to find out if there is a difference or not. Now, if you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit, that will also help pay for the assisted living level of care, as long as you meet all of the requirements to qualify for the VA aid and attendance. It will pay the benefit regardless of if you're in assisted living or long-term care. Either one of them. It just pays out money to help you cover that cost. However, here's a question. What happens if you run out of money and you're living in an assisted living community? So you're living in assisted living, you've been paying the bill for, you know, X period of time, and now you run out of money. You've essentially outlived your assets. Now, for many assisted living residents, if this is your situation, you will have to move because your assisted living community does not participate with the Medicaid program. So, and I would say that is true for, I would say, the majority of assisted living communities. And that's a real problem. Now, the Medicaid program will pay all day, every day, day after day, after year, for the nursing home level of care, the long-term care level of care. And guess why? Because that is a medical model. They provide medical care. That's the catch. However, assisted living is not a medical model, and therefore, Medicaid, for the most part, there are exceptions, but Medicaid, for the most part, does not pay for assisted living because it's not a medical model. And again, you always have exceptions. We have one exception right here in the state of Kansas. As you know, live here in the Kansas City area. I personally live on the Kansas side. So in Kansas, there's a program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services. And without getting way, way, way too far in the weeds here, one of these days I'm going to get in the weeds with you. Not today. I don't have time, but maybe next time or maybe the time after that. But it will pay for the support services part of that monthly cost. But it will not pay for your room and board, or in other words, the cost of your apartment. So it won't pay for your living space, your apartment, but it'll pay for the support services. It'll pay for folks to help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, distributing your medications, making your meals, you know, all of those sort of things. Just won't pay for that evil apartment. I'll tell you what, many assisted living residents, unfortunately, because of that, I think it's ridiculous, but unfortunately, again, because they're out of money and because the Medicaid benefit will only pay for, by and large, that medical model at long-term care, they're forced to move from assisted living and into long-term care just to receive the Medicaid benefit. So I wish I could have about 10 minutes with Congress. Give me 2 minutes with Congress regarding this. If you're listening in New York, Washington, D.C., and you are related at all, I would like an invitation to address Congress on this. There are so many residents who belong at the assisted living level of care, but they have to move to a nursing home just because Medicaid will not pay for the assisted living level of care. And guess what? Our government would save tens of millions of dollars every year because the assisted living level of care is much less expensive. So if you're listening to this, you can do something about it. Give me a call. And I would love to address Congress, and I could make the case. I would absolutely love that. All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.